I'll try to kind of go through this quickly and also not be redundant from this morning. In this portion of the workshop, I'm going to review data trends that are of interest in response to the availability of the quadrivalent HPV vaccine. I'll also talk about sources of aggregate data to which you might be able to look to evaluate the impact of the vaccine in your jurisdictions. And I'll briefly touch on nationally collected data, focus on state-level data with an emphasis on what California is doing, and also look at other data sources. And finally, I will spend most of my time focusing on the methods and specific questions for three population-based surveys that are in use in California. So with the approval of the vaccine, it's essential to monitor trends of some key variables in order to understand the degree to which the vaccine is being accepted and administered, and to subsequently use those data to interpret trends and rates of HPV-related disease in the future. And because most states don't have mandatory reporting of HPV, it's also important to track population rates of cervical cancer or PAP screening and HPV testing, since these clinical factors necessarily influence rates of observed infection and HPV-related disease. And I know a lot of discussion just happened about HPV testing and denominators, and I'm not going to touch on that in this discussion. Other important trends of interest include public knowledge, attitudes, and behaviors regarding HPV infection, the vaccine, and PAP screening, and data on sexual behaviors that may increase the risk of STD transmission can also be used to interpret trends in rates of HPV-related disease. And I won't go into great detail on those factors here, other than to point out that that relationship can also be bidirectional, with vaccination status also potentially influencing sexual behavior. So that's a kind of a complicated separate issue. So some nationally collected sources of aggregate data include the National Immunization Survey, that collects data used to produce timely estimates of vaccination coverage for vaccine preventable disease. And HPV questions were included in 2007 for their teen and adult surveys. Another CDC data collection effort is the National Health Interview Survey, which added HPV questions in 2008. And finally, the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System is administered yearly in all 50 states. It contains three components: a rotating set of core questions, some pre-designed optional modules which states may elect to include, and individual state-added questions. Questions on PAP screening are included alternately in the core module and the optional modules. As a result, state-specific data on PAP screening are available at a minimum of every other year. So next I'll address sources of state-level aggregate data, and I want to preface this by emphasizing that while my discussion will focus on sources that are used in California, your states may have equivalent data collection tools. So in California, the BRFS includes state-added questions on sexual behaviors such as number and gender of sex partners and sexual concurrency, as well as questions on STD knowledge, testing, and morbidity. And the California Women's Health Survey and the California Health Interview Survey also include questions on these topics, and I'll review details on these three tools in just a few minutes. The Vaccines for Children program provides vaccines at no cost to eligible children. And although this is a nationally run program, detailed state-level data are available on the distribution of vaccines. And finally, the California Clinical Lab Survey collects data every 1 to 2 years on the volume and types of tests conducted by labs in the state, including PAP testing, HPV testing, and starting in 2007 on cervical histology. And there are a couple other sources of valuable aggregate data. Academic surveys are a great source of collaboration in which you might be able to share data and expertise in both directions with your collaborators. Local immunization registries can provide info on trends in vaccine coverage. And in addition, vaccine manufacturers may have information on the volume of vaccine that they distribute, although they may or may not freely share these data. And data from HEDIS measures may also be useful for interpreting the impact of the HPV vaccine. And I'll be reviewing some details, including survey methods and specific questions asked on the Behavioral Risk Factor Survey, or BRFS, the California Women's Health Survey, and the California Health Interview Survey, which I'll call CHIS. And CHIS separately collects data in three different surveys, one asked of adults, one to adolescents, and then the child survey asks data about children but is asked of parents. So here's some detail on survey methods, and these different surveys have been around for varying amounts of time, from 7 years for CHIS to, 24 years for BRFS. And BRFS and the California Women's Health Survey are both administered annually, and the CHIS is administered every 2 years. The BRFS is coordinated by the CDC and administered in California by the Survey Research Group, which is a department of the California Department of Public Health. The Survey Research Group also administers the California Women's Health Survey in conjunction with the Office of Women's Health. And CHIS is run by the University of California, Los Angeles. All three of these surveys are random digit dialed household surveys. And as I said before, for the child component of CHIS, the parent answers the questions. And for the adolescent component of CHIS, a parent has to give consent, in particular for questions with sexual content. All of these surveys are administered in English and Spanish, with the exception that CHIS is also administered in Cantonese, Mandarin, Korean, and Vietnamese. And the BRFS, in terms of who answers the survey, it reaches about 3,000 each adult men and women. This California Women's Health Survey is administered to about 4,000 adult women annually. And for the CHIS, 50,000 adults are asked questions every 2 years. It reaches 5,000 adolescents aged 12 to 17 and about 10,000 children, and it asks data for kids from birth to age 11. And there are varying numbers of questions ranging from 200 to about 500 in the CHIS adult. And there are varying costs for these different surveys, with BRFS and the California Women's Health Survey. Each question costs about $4,000. However, this is where you can get creative and also collaborative with, you can share the cost and also the data with different departments such as immunization or cancer control or women's health. So that's one way to get data and keep the costs down. In addition, in California, we alternate our participation between BRFS and the California Women's Health Survey. So we still gather trend data, but it's every other year, and that also helps with the costs. Now for CHIS, the overall cost for the HPV module was $175,000 for 2007. That's a lot of money, but when you think about what you get quite a few questions. There are 13 adult questions, 6 adolescent, and 5 that are asked of parents of adolescents. You have a much higher number of respondents, and also because of the way the data are collected, analysis can be performed on the local level, which is very useful. So, and then the next question is, what do you get for all that money? And so this table shows the areas addressed in the cervical cancer modules of the three surveys, including general HPV knowledge, HPV vaccine awareness and uptake, and PAP testing. And I have the exact wording of all of these questions on a printed out appendix if anyone's interested later. A variety of general HPV knowledge questions are covered on the different survey, including if and where the respondent had ever heard of HPV, questions on HPV transmission, possible sequelae of HPV infection, and provider communication about HPV. And I'd like to focus next on several topics that are key to evaluating the impact of the vaccine. The 2007 and 2008California Women's Health Survey and the 2007 Adult and Adolescent CHIS surveys asked if the respondent had ever heard of the HPV vaccine and if she had ever received the vaccine. And as a side note, a number of states chose to include a newly offered optional HPV module in their 2008 BRFS that includes questions on the HPV vaccine. But I didn't include those questions here. Various surveys were also asked regarding the number of vaccine shots received, plans to get the vaccine, and main reason not yet or not planning to be vaccinated. In addition, the impact of the cost of the vaccine was queried. And then we can also see that Pap testing history was asked of all adult female respondents on the 2007 BRFS and the 2007 California Women's Health Survey and also on CHIS. So there's good coverage for that question. And each of these surveys has an online resource, if you can read them, here are the addresses. I also want to emphasize that CHIS does have an interactive query program called Ask CHIS, and you can go in and perform some simple data analyses on selected variables. And you would just go to this website and click on the Ask CHIS button to play around with that. And so, sorry, that was really quick. Here's my contact information if you have any questions, and I do have the handout if you want to see the specific survey questions. But in summary, I want to stress that while I discuss the specifics of a number of surveys in California, what I hope you take away with you as a starting off point for investigating which systems are already in place or possible in your states and how you could creatively collaborate with different entities to get the data that you need at a cost that you can afford. So that's it. Thank you.